Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and ultra safari is welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center at 106 Scholar Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in?
AIT, this is Kilo Alpha, 3 Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo, that's KA3TFE, Bill in Warrendale now, and our temperature here is 45 degrees, and we'll be going down to 34. Good evening to all that's on the net, being them first here. Can't really say for sure how many people are out there. At my transmitting time here, I'm only the only EchoLink system that has logged on at the time of transmitting. Good to hear you, Jeff, and people on the net there, whoever they are, KA3TFB, back to net control.
All right, Bill. Yeah, we got you on here. Yeah, I see you there. You're the only one on the EchoLink box right now. So, well, thanks for checking in, and sounds like you got a nice warm night over there in Pennsylvania. Enjoy it. It's a little bit cooler here. I don't know what the exact temperature is, but it was 28 when I saw it earlier. All right. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Good evening, Jeff. At 5ALW, one horse guy to another. I hope you're doing all right tonight. WA2U, good evening.
All right, there's two more. We'll start with the horse up there in Otter Lake. N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
I tell you what, I just get a chuckle out of it anyway. We were talking about that this afternoon when we ID N5AOW. And Sherry said to me, she said, you know, seems like this time of the year, you know, in the afternoons, late afternoons and the evenings, it starts. I got a neighbor down the road. I was talking to him on the phone. And he said the same thing. He said, I don't know what it is. I said, well, I don't either. But he said, well, maybe it's just, you know, an Otter Lake thing, some kind of a bug. I said, yeah, but it's gone to Boonville. I was telling him you had it, too. So he kind of chuckled about that. I said, we need to find a cure to that, for this to get rid of it. So, and it's 24 here right now, so it's warmer than it's been a while. It was quite cool this morning. So I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, at 5AOW.
All right, Bill, yeah, it has been going around. A lot of people got it. A lot of it, too, is I think this dry air. It's been so cool. I mean, this morning it was below zero here. I think it was 2 or 3 below zero, and it just, there's no humidity in the air. And, boy, that just wreaks havoc on the old vocal cords. So, all right, well, you have a good one there, Bill, and thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, up there. You got a little static on your line tonight. What's going on?
Oh, I popped it up a notch. Hopefully it'll help. WA2U. Good evening to you, Jeff. And Bob and Bill. Kathy and I are fine. It's been a while since we've been on the net. And just been busy. I said, Kathy, I said, we got to check in tonight. It's been a while. Last time I think we were on the net was Friday night. Kathy, of course, looks forward to that. Had a good day today. Everything's been fine here. We haven't had any sniffles or anything. Hope you get better there, Jeff and Bob and anyone else that's out there listening. 22 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir in the town of Russia, so we had a good day today. Kathy and I took the ice sled and loaded up with some goodies, some pieces of stove pipe in the front of the trunk stove, and pieces of parts, and hiked off into the woods to camp, and I worked on put some of the stove pipe together. Got pretty much all of it together. I just got to, you know, nothing fits perfect, so I got to line some stuff up and get the elbows to join up, but I got everything pre-drilled, and I got all the old battery tools are nice to have around. So we hiked out of camp about 6 o'clock tonight. It was nice and warm in there. Kathy did some snowshoeing while I was working on the chunk stove of pipe and stuff. So, and we brought some stuff out from there that we want to, let me reset. Some stuff we want to sort through. Took a couple drawers from the hutch and put them in the sled. This is an ideal time. I mean, we probably didn't even need the snowshoes, but it gives us a little bit more of a, you don't have to worry about slipping, so we walked right on top. It was like the whole area was like blacktop all the way from our house all the way to camp. It's quite incredible. But I know tomorrow, I guess the next couple days, supposed to warm up. But the wood pile is, we've got more than enough wood to last the rest of the season, and all is good. I know our buddy Varsity's already got his logs. Dumped him off the other day, so he's got him in his yard, and I guess he'll start working on that. In fact, I bought a whole gallon of winter chainsaw bar oil for him. So, anyway, good to hear everyone on. Maybe some other people will be joining us, but Kathy passes on her regards. She's watching something by the tube next to the wood stove. WATU, back to that.
All right, John. Well, bumping up the power definitely helped there. Just a little bacon frying way in the background, but nothing serious. I can't remember if that's the way your signal always sounds or not, to be honest with you. I just don't remember. It sounds like you had a good time up there at camp, and there's always a project to do there. If you ever run out of one at home, there's always at least one at camp. All right, well, thanks for checking in there, John. You and Kathy have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
KC2MBU.
Ray, good evening. What's up?
Well, Jeff, we got 23 degrees up on the hill here. And, I'm almost welcoming the rain tomorrow, but at least it's going to be warmer. So, I'm saying it's going to get up into the 40s. That'd be nice. You haven't seen any melting going on here for quite a while. I think the snow, the ice is evaporating a little bit, but it's definitely not melting.
Well, I notice it where it gets really thin there, like on the driveways, you see it melting a little bit in the sun, but nothing too crazy. Yeah, that rain will be definitely a welcome sight, because that kind of really gets the melt going. And we just need some consecutive days here, some warmth. And when you look at the forecast, you don't see anything all that crazy coming. 40s, I'll take it. Boy, I'd like to see a few days of it. We'll see what happens. All right, Ray. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening up there. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, for me, just a work day. And voice is still a little challenged here. So I won't talk too long, but it's getting better. All right, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Bill out in Warrendale, Bill up there in the Outer Lake, John and Ray for checking in tonight. See 73s to anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
of the United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can operate.
This is WA2U, good evening, Jim.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jack.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, let me acknowledge the stations we got here. WA2U, hello, John, and hello to Kathy as well. N5AOW, hello, Bob. KC2NBU, hello, Ray. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Any other stations for Octet? Any other stations for Octet? With or without traffic. Thank you all for tagging in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2NZ.